Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
After the hour, thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day as I continue to broadcast live from Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, where they got hit by a hurricane about a month ago, and they've recovered and doing pretty darn well, as best I can tell. And I know one thing, the golf tournament's going to go on at the Administaff Small Business Classic, which is where I'm actually broadcasting from. And so the golf tournament's going to go on. I'm looking forward to that. So we've got small business, we got golf, we got food. Those three things, that's the hat trick as far as I'm concerned, folks. So, you know, I'm going to be hanging out here. This is my fifth year to broadcast from the Administaff Small Business Classic, and having a good time already. Let me introduce you to our next friend, or reintroduce you, I should say. Paul Cherry is an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Questions That Sell and also Questions That Lead, and he's here to talk to us about selling. Imagine that, folks, in this day and time, people still have to sell things. Paul Cherry, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Paul, all year long, I've been telling people that you're hearing people talk about recessions. I've even heard some dummies say something about a depression, which I really do think is a stupid thing to say. Until two or three weeks ago, I was saying I don't even think we're going to have a recession, but I'm going to fall back to my default position in January of this year, Paul, and that is this: so what? That's my attitude about a recession. If we are or not, whether we're going to have one or whether we're not going to have one, so what, Paul? You know why? Because I'm planning on being in business on the other side of whatever we're going into right now.
There you go.
I've got bills that are going to come in the mail today.
Yes.
More bills than checks. I've got to make payroll on Friday, and I'm going to want to eat in a couple of days. You know, this fat I've laid by for the winter, you know, is going to go away if I don't eat some more. So that's the reason I say, so what? I don't have a choice. I still have to sell stuff. What do you think?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. I think you're seeing that a lot of people in small business and those in sales, that the risk is that they're hunkering down. They're sort of waiting it out until the better times come. And now's the time to really step up to the plate and take advantage of opportunities in the midst of change.
You know what?
I think
I hope
that's what the typical person has to look for now.
If you know what? I hope all my competitors are hunkering down and staying below the radar right now, because
I hope
if your competitors are staying below the radar, folks, if they're hunkering down, guess what? You just happy birthday as far as
go.
I'm concerned.
There you go.
Unless you're one of the ones hunkering down.
That's right. And the thing is, it's the motivation or the lack of motivation. And because of that, they're not driving out there, making the calls, seeing the people, talking to the people, the customers, to grow the business. And that's
your angle of
attack of opportunity. Step
here's
up
what
to
I've been saying. I've been saying this all year long, and I keep reminding people: somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
There you go.
Might as well be me.
And that's the key. And that's what I want your listeners to do: is look at it in all these challenges they're facing. Is there that pocket of opportunity they can go after with their customers to help them, you know, face some of the challenges and see this as an opportunity?
Well, you know, now notice, folks, that Paul and I, neither one of us said that it was going to be a cakewalk,
mm-hmm.
or a walk in the park, or a piece of cake, or whatever analogy you want to make. You and I never said that. I didn't say it was going to be easy. I just said that we don't have a choice.
Mm.
I don't think we should presume that it's going to be all that hard, because I'll tell you, Paul, my first recession, I was selling in the recession of 1969. I was just a, I was just a pup. I was in college.
Right.
I was selling on commission in 1969 during the recession. In fact, I got laid off from one job and went to got another one in 1969 because of the recession. So that's how I got introduced to my first recession.
That's
and
right.
I've been in all the ones since then. You know what? I've made a living through every one of them.
That's right. And they found statistics out there is that about 40% of the people in sales today have not even been exposed to a previous recession.
I believe that.
Those from 87 to 1992 have not experienced any of these challenges. So they have not weathered the storm. They're inexperienced. And look at that as an opportunity that, you know, they don't have a chance right now. They don't have the right skill set in place to weather this storm. Look at
well,
that as your opportunity.
Well, buck your seatbelts and gird your loins because you're getting ready to get some experience, folks. And we come back, Paul Cherry's going to help us make it through this thing on the other side and be the better for it. Right after these messages, when you tell, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
But it sure feels nice. That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
They don't know you.
Back. Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing us back. And we're broadcasting live from the Administrative Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. This is my fifth year to do that, having a great time. Paul Cherry is our guest, and we're talking about selling, folks. Yeah, even in the face of a lot of financial turmoil. And Paul, right now, I know that there's some Paul Cherry, by the way, folks, is the author of Questions That Sell. He's one of our selling experts in the Brain Trust. Paul, right now, what we've got mostly is a lot of turmoil. Mm-hmm. We don't really know about all the whether all the shoes have dropped or not. It's we don't really know how this is going to manifest completely. We don't know how long our challenges are going to last in this economy. Right now, it's mostly a bunch of turmoil. And I'm going to start with one recommendation that I'm going to give people. And then I'd like for you to talk to us about what you think we ought to be doing to make sure that we get our sales quota. My first suggestion, folks, is make sure that you stay in the marketplace every day. Don't stay in your cave. Don't hold up in your cave. Be sure to go out into the marketplace and give people an opportunity to buy from you every day. What do you think, Paul?
There you go. There you go. And you know what that means is it's really – I look at a couple things. Study your market. Really take a good look because most people really, and when it comes to planning, and anybody in sales or small business, they're not planning enough. So look at those key vertical markets that you could focus after. Maybe there's some newer markets where the money is pretty good and the opportunities are. I think that's going to be critical. And what you just said about the complacency issue, getting people out of complacency because 40 to 50% of your competition is hunkering in the cave. Take advantage of that opportunity. And it just means that even the quota, you know, if it means making 10 more phone calls a day or seeing five more customers a day, that's going to set you apart from the competition.
Or if you drive by somebody's building, somebody's office, some prospect or a suspect or a customer, and you have this tendency, which is human, which is natural, you have this tendency to say, well, we got this economy thing going on, we got all this turmoil. They're not going to want to buy anything from you, from me. Now, okay, go ahead and say that. Get it off your chest. Get it out there. And then say baloney and go in anyway.
That's a great point. Jim, we have to challenge that little inner voice that 90% of the time is speaking negative to us.
Yeah.
And that is poison. And I look at salespeople or small business owners today, stretch your comfort zone. That's the key. You got to be able to take those key risks. And that truly is going to set you apart from the competition, Jim.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Paul, every single downturn, economic downturn I've ever been in, I have met people, either I have been that person or I've met people who had their best year that year.
Yes. Yes.
Haven't you?
Yes. Yes. And I just think that, you know, that's sort of the American spirit of culture in all of us, and that when we're faced with a challenge, I think that's the greatest opportunity to step up to the plate and meet that challenge. We've all seen that in history. You know, anybody who studied World War II, look at how Americans got out of the Depression because they faced that challenge. Look at this as your individual challenge of opportunity.
Well, and again, I can't emphasize this enough, folks. Somebody's buying something from somebody today, and they're going to do it tomorrow. They're going to do it the next day. It might as well be you. And you know, I've said this before, Paul, but I've walked into companies when I was selling full-time. When I had a budget, I worked for somebody else. I've walked into a company at a time like this, and into a customer's office or a prospect's office, and I've actually had them say, "I'm so glad you came. We need this." And I remember being shocked. I remember thinking, "What the heck? What do you mean?" I thought, well, "Don't you know there's a recession going on? What do you mean you want to buy what I've got?" You know, it was kind of, you know, but I made myself go in, and I'm being a little facetious, but you know, it actually happens. People actually get, I call it the prom queen syndrome, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You know about the prom queen that didn't get invited to the prom because everybody else thought she had a date.
I love that. That's right. It's our own individual mindset getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. We talk ourselves out of more opportunity than we can work hard to get, don't we?
Yeah. You know, there's another thing, too, is that customers are more emotional today because of all this turmoil and change. Now, that means I look at when people in, you can help people leverage that emotions because people are more motivated to buy or take action or fix a problem, meaning they're looking at one of four things. How can you eliminate their risk? Or how can you enhance their competitive standing? Or how can you make their life easier? Or how can you make them more profitable? I look at those four areas. What is it about your particular product or solution that can address that specific issue? Mm-hmm. That's what's going to help them buy into your solution in the midst of all these challenges. There's got to be something you got to look at with your product or solution to take care of that area.
Well, and I have a magic question that I ask people, and I encourage other people to ask them, Paul, right along the lines of what you're just saying, is maybe at a time like this, now's not the best time to go in and offer your product of the month, but you got it with you, but when you go in, just say, don't presume that you know what they need, but say, what can I do to help you today?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, that's right. That's another challenge, is that a lot of people are presuming because of the challenges of the market that they have an answer. Go in there and have the dialogue, meaning asking the right questions. You know, you do. You create that emotional connection with customers. They want to vent. They want to open up. They want to share their frustrations. You create that connection and bond. People are much more receptive and willing to listen to your ideas and solutions.
Write this down, folks, and use it today. What can I do to help you today? Be sure to put today on the end of it. Quick break, right back with Paul Cherry, Jim Blasting Game, Paul Business Hour. Stay with me.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes.
Back to the show on Jim Blasting Game, Paul Business Hour. Broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. I'll be here all week and talking to a lot of different folks, including our good friend Paul Cherry, who's still with us. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them for you. And Paul, your book is called Questions That Sell. That's one of them. What are the other books?
And the next book is Questions That Lead. That is coming out next year.
All right. And you're going to launch that on the show, right?
That's right. You got it.
All right. Give us your website, please.
Okay. People can visit us at paulcherry.com. My name, paulcherry.com.
All right. So check that out, folks. They can find your books there, right, and all the things you do and how you help people with their accomplish their selling goals and that kind of thing.
You got it. That's right, Jim.
Paulcherry.com. Paul, a lot of times when people are going through a tough economic time, they pull in their horns, not only in their activity, which is basically saying, I want to fail. If you don't go out and if you pull in your horns, folks, if you go into your cave, you've just told yourself, I want to fail. What do they call that in the movies? A death wish? You know, what did Charles Bronson call that, a death wish or something? You know, when you do that, you say, I want to fail. Another thing people do that's a self-fulfilling prophecy is they stop training. And that's a mistake, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other thing is, and if they stop training or skill development, they resort back to dropping their pricing, thinking that's going to be the answer. All these kind of things that you're, what happens is that these are might be quick, what you perceive as quick fixes, but 6 months, 12 months, 24 months later, when you're trying to reposition your market, you have lost market share, opportunities, and customers. It's the kiss of death.
Because, you know, one thing that happens, Paul, and I've done this and you've done this, you know, you go call on somebody when the economy's good and you say, hey, would you like to buy some training? Years ago, I used to sell training. I had some training programs of my own that I sold and delivered. And so I knock on the door and I say, hey, how you like? I'm Jim. How do you like me so far? You know, and they'd say, you know, I say, well, I can't really talk to you right now because we're so busy. I couldn't train my people right now anyway because they're all selling. We can't stop because we're selling so much. Okay, then you call back when things are slower, and they say, oh, we can't do that because we don't have the money.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean you never train? That's the same thing as saying, I want to fail.
That's right. You know, there's another thing, too. Keep in mind, Jim, what you talk about, too, is that that's the same thing, is that try not to sell your features, sell the solution.
Right.
Because, like in my industry, nobody's interested in training, but they certainly are interested in the right outcomes. What is it about your product or services position in ensuring that you're going to help that customer achieve outcome, results, success,
right?
You know,
right.
Greater market share, you know, reduced risk, all those areas. Not about your product. They don't care about your product.
Well said.
But they do care about outcomes. Your listeners have to focus in on that. They'll make a difference and differentiate themselves from the competition.
You know, another thing, Paul, you mentioned lowering prices a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
There actually are scenarios where you, and I found myself in these scenarios where the customer really, really did need me to lower my prices. They really did. In fact, if I didn't, they were going to have a harder time, or they were just absolutely going to have to go somewhere else. I mean, it just sometimes certain companies, certain situations get like that, and you have to respond to that. And so what I've done, Paul, in the past is I have said, okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to work with you now as long as you'll promise or contract maybe to work with me in the future. Let me get this back. In other words, all right, I'm going to give you a discount this year, but when the economy turns up, I want you to sign a 2-year contract with me that says in the second year I get this back.
Yes.
Now you become a partner, haven't you?
That's right. You just touched on a nerve of mine, and that is about holding our customers accountable. And it has to be win-win. I'll do something for you, but in return, what are you going to do for me? And I think that's something that a lot of people, small business and salespeople, that they give in, but they don't get anything in return.
They're afraid to ask, aren't they?
Oh, isn't that so true?
Don't be afraid to ask. Because if you don't ask, you're not going to get it, are you?
That's right. So we got to have our customers that if we have to do that, what are we going to get in return? Are they going to give greater commitment, you know, support, resources, buy more?
Right.
We got to look for that. I like that. It's all about answers.
Absolutely. Hey, Paul, give us your website one more time, please.
Okay. They can visit us at paulcherry.com.
And the book is called Questions That Sell. The new book coming out next year is Questions That Lead. We'll look forward to seeing that, Paul, and we hope you'll let us launch it on the show. We look forward to that. Paul, thanks for being here. Thanks for helping us understand more about doing a better job of selling.
Oh, Jim, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, see you next time. We've got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting from the Administrator, Small Business Quest. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.